This audio poem is a production of PoetryFoundation.org.
I was on an island once many years ago, and somebody told me there, and I don't know if they were lying or not, doesn't matter, that every time it rained on this island, all of the tarantulas on the island got washed into this swimming pool on the island. And what you did in order to get them out of the pool, because they'd get caught in the filter if you didn't do this, so you put a life donut in the swimming pool. So tarantulas on a life buoy, how can you pass up something like that? Tarantulas on the life buoy. For some semi-tropical reason, when the rains fall relentlessly, they fall into swimming pools, these otherwise bright and scary arachnids. They can swim a little, but not for long, and they can't climb the ladder out. They usually drown, but if you want their favor, if you believe there is justice, a reward for not loving the death of ugly and even dangerous, the eel, hog, snake, rats, creatures, if you believe these things, then you would leave a life buoy or two in your swimming pool at night. And in the morning, you would haul ashore the huddled, hairy survivors and escort them back to the bush. And no, be assured that at least these saved as individuals would not turn up again someday in your hat, drawer, or the tangled underworld of your socks, and that even when your belief in justice merges with your belief in dreams, they may tell the others, in a sign language four times as subtle and complicated as man's, that you are good, that you love them, that you would save them again.